when my mother was alive, she died suddenly at 50. She'd actually had a diagnosis done on my grandfather, which, from what I gather, had taken a very long time. But my grandfather at the time hadn't really gone that far into dementia. They didn't do very much about it until I was stamping my feet when he started doing silly things, you know, and forgetting what he was doing, and I was landed in the deep end.
I think the interesting thing there, James, is that you've probably mentioned something that a lot of people see in older people, don't they? You know, when they start being forgetful or start doing, you know, somewhat out of character things. Did you think that that was dementia, or did you just think that was a sign of somebody getting older?
Well, no. Myself and my granddad were very close, and it wasn't until after my mother died that he started to really go for it. My mum died on his birthday and was cremated the day after my grandma's birthday, and I'd never seen him cry in my life up until that point. And it was after that it just tipped. You know, prior to this, I thought he was a normal 80-odd-year-old chap that had just, you know, that bumbled about in life doing what he did.
And was there a real sign that he degenerated through the years?
After my mother died, yes, very much so. There was very, very strange things that he was doing. At that particular point, my grandparents didn't live with me. I actually went up to see my granddad one lunchtime, and he was sat at the table eating, and I said to him, "What you got?" And he says, "Oh, I've got some of your grandma's diet biscuits," referring to Rivitas. So I said, "Oh, do you want a cup of tea with them?" "Yes, please." So I'm making him a cup of tea, and I suddenly thought, Grandma hasn't had Rivitas for years. And I walked back into the dining room, and he'd buttered 6 cork coasters, and he'd already eaten one. I had to take them off him. And as amusing as it is, you know, that's the sort of thing that he was doing.
Do you know, I mean, that is one of the sad things, isn't it, with dementia? Quite often, you know, people's behaviour, you know, it can lead to a wry smile, but, you know, sadly, it is more probably the other way, isn't it, that you're just heartbroken at some of the sights that you're seeing.
Yes, it was quite upsetting. I mean, he was putting tea bags in his pockets, hiding his wallet, accusing people of taking his money all the time. Somebody's had money out my wallet. Well, nobody had touched it.
It's one of the worst things, the fact that you can still see the person that you've loved for all the years, and yet, really, that person has almost gone and the dementia has taken over.
It was very sad watching him disappear. Very, very sad. I mean, obviously, you've got days where...